Tens of thousands of South Koreans were demonstrating on the streets of Seoul today. They were protesting the impeachment of their president, No Moo-hyun. An opinion poll indicates nearly three-quarters of the South Korean public disapproves of the National Assembly's decision to remove the president yesterday. NPR's Rob Gifford spent the last 2 days in Seoul. Rob, why was President No impeached if most South Koreans wanted him to stay in office?
Well, I think many people are seeing this as very much part of the partisan politicking that goes on a lot in South Korea. The opposition party have been after him ever since he came into power last February, and they've been looking for a reason to impeach him because they hate him so much. Picture the sort of feeling that some Democrats have for President Bush, that sort of visceral hatred, perhaps the same hatred that many Republicans had for President Clinton. They were really after him. And what he did was he broke a very minor electioneering law. He was out on the stump and he said, you should vote for this party, a party that is allied with him. And he's not supposed to do that under South Korean law. And the opposition party jumped on this and blew it up into this huge scheme that they had to impeach him. But initially, they didn't have enough votes in order to impeach him. And it was only at a news conference on Thursday when President No came before the South Korean people, it was televised live, and was expected to apologize. If he'd apologized, the motion would have been dropped. But he didn't apologize. And so we had this standoff between the two sides, each being as stubborn as the other, and that turned a lot of the lawmakers in the parliament against him and gave them the votes that they needed in order to impeach him.
Why this intense hatred of No Moo-hyun?
Well, I think a lot of it is just because he represents a different part of Korean society. He's not part of the old guard, the old establishment. He's seen as much more liberal. He's seen as much more engaging of North Korea. He's seen as much more anti-United States. These are things that the old guard in the conservative parties do not like at all. They see this as complete anathema, and that's why they've really gone after him. The other thing is actually much more practical. They have gone after him now simply because there are parliamentary elections next month, and they saw this as a good time to go after him before these elections take place in case they were to do badly in them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's next? Who's in power now, for instance?
Well, the Prime Minister, whose name is Go Gun, has stepped into the acting president role. We are now waiting for the Constitutional Court to rule whether the vote on Friday can stand. And in fact, it's very interesting just to look at the situation here in terms of South Korean democracy. One of the supporters of the president yesterday said this is the death of democracy. But I think in some ways it's exactly the opposite. It does show that the system itself in this young, vibrant democracy is working.
Mm-hmm. President No isn't the first South Korean leader to fall precipitously.
That's right, although I have to say he's falling a lot softer than some of his predecessors. Park Chung-hee was assassinated in 1979. Chun Doo-hwan, the leader of the 80s, and his successor in the late 80s, early 90s, No Tae-woo, were both imprisoned in the mid 90s. So I guess he's got off lightly compared to them. But I think actually being any kind of politician in South Korea is a pretty high risk occupation. I don't know if you saw the pictures from the parliament yesterday, but it was a complete brawl. I mean, it was a fist fight, and people were dragging other people around the parliament and wrecking furniture. So I think it's somewhat euphemistic to call it a vibrant young democracy, because it sometimes gets perhaps a little bit too vibrant.
NPR's Rob Gifford spoke to us from our bureau in Beijing. He's just back from Seoul. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome, John.
We'll have more political news from overseas about tomorrow's election in Russia later in the broadcast. We have one correction to make. In a newscast report on Saturday, February 28th, about an attack on Jewish settlers, we referred to the incident occurring near the settlement of Meitar. Meitar is not a settlement.